the partial government shutdown caused all sorts of kerfuffles for Congress, and it may have tipped the scales when it comes to support for one law that deals with water diversions to the San Joaquin Valley from the San Francisco Bay Delta. The law is known as Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation, or the WIN Act. It's still in place until 2021, but many lawmakers had been trying to renew it before the new Congress was sworn in earlier this month. FM89's Carrie Klein talked about the future of the WIN Act with Emily Cadet, Washington correspondent for the Sacramento Bee.
Well, the WIN Act is something of a controversial piece of legislation. It was a compromise bill that was passed in 2016, sort of in the final days of the Obama administration, and it authorizes funding for a number of California water projects. It also, however, would adjust the way or the amount that water gets pumped from Northern California to Southern California. It gives gives water agencies a little more flexibility in terms of pumping water south, which the environmental groups don't like. And the bill is set to expire in a couple years, and now lawmakers in Congress are discussing ways to extend it. But that in and of itself is sort of a controversial discussion.
Right. And as many of our listeners will know, and as you alluded to, I mean, water diversions are a really controversial topic, usually pitting the two political parties against each other, with Republicans generally more in favor of more water for the valley, specifically agriculture, and Democrats generally in favor of keeping water in place in the Delta to support its fragile ecosystem. The WIN Act, though, was passed with support from both parties, including one very prominent Democratic senator, right?
Right. Senator Dianne Feinstein teamed up with now House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy at the time to help move that through to passage. It was opposed by the other California senator at the time, Barbara Boxer, and in its current form, the idea of extending it, Feinstein has supported, but the new California Senator Kamala Harris has opposed that.
And what about elsewhere in D.C.? How has support for the WIN Act evolved over time?
You know, I think there are a decent number of Democrats that would be interested in supporting an extension. Certainly the idea of providing more funding for various types of water infrastructure projects, including water innovations, ways to preserve groundwater, et cetera. There's support for that in the Democratic Party. I think the issue has to do more with the pumping and how the WIN Act affects the laws and the rules on pumping water south that makes a lot of Democrats uneasy. And so that's why we saw this push late last year, when Republicans were still in control of the House, to try and move an extension through then. Obviously, that didn't work out, and the shutdown had a big role in that. Basically, nothing moved forward in December. But I think with House Democrats in control now of that chamber, it's going to be a more difficult conversation to have.
Right. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that, of course, is why we're talking about this law now, because there had been an attempt to renew the law back in December. With everything that's happened since then, you know, what does the outlook look like for the future of this controversial law?
Well, the big factor now is the change in power in the House. Republicans were in control. They lost control in the 2018 elections. Democrats are now in control, and you have Nancy Pelosi back as Speaker. She's obviously sympathetic to a lot of the environmental groups and their concerns. Several of the most prominent House Democrats on the committees that would oversee this issue, they also lean towards the environmental groups in terms of hearing out their concerns on water and the impact of pumping on endangered species, et cetera. And so I think you're going to see a much more skeptical majority party now in Congress in terms of extending the WIN Act, certainly when it comes to extending certain provisions of the WIN Act. And so I think the process is just going to be a lot more lengthy in terms of holding hearings, conducting negotiations, and certainly they're not going to be in any rush because the WIN Act doesn't actually expire till the end of 2021. So I think instead of rushing it through at the end of last year, which is what they were trying to do, we're going to see a much slower, more prolonged discussion about this.
And of course, all of this is happening at the same time that lawmakers at Sacramento are considering another major water infrastructure project, California Water Fix, which used to be called the Bay Delta Conservation Plan. and is Governor Brown's Twin Tunnels. So how do these, you know, how do these efforts relate to one another, and how could this this lack of a renewal for the WIN Act for now anyway, you know, affect the California plan?
Well, the WIN Act is sort of factoring into these bigger discussions in California about water flows and how much water should be going out to the from the Delta out to the ocean versus down to various water agencies for irrigation and for you know, individual homeowner users. And so there are farmers and others who've been trying to negotiate these deals. They're called settlement agreements, and essentially they in exchange for giving up some of the water, want to keep the WIN Act in place with these more flexible pumping rules. That's been part of the discussion in enabling some sort of settlement to go forward between environmental groups and the water agencies and the state of California. Obviously, the fact that the WIN Act extension is up in the air complicates those talks, although there's a lot of other complications that have to do with the water talks in Sacramento. And certainly, having Governor Jerry Brown leaving and a new governor, Gavin Newsom, coming in also complicates the future for not just the WIN Act, but the whole overarching framework for some of these rules and plans for water infrastructure. Newsom hasn't been as outspoken about the Twin Tunnels project, for example, and that was a high priority for Governor Brown. And some people think that in exchange for supporting this WIN Act extension, that Governor Brown was trying to encourage the federal government to support his tunnels project. So it is all sort of intermixed in this complicated discussion that's going on right now.
Yes, indeed. Something to follow up on for sure. Well, Emily Cadet is Washington correspondent for the Sacramento Bee. Emily, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to chat.